And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Churches are flocking to embrace a love and care for the earth. It's creation care. And it's more than just words, it's action. Faith in action means transforming the churches literally into an earth-sustaining vessel and bringing that mission into the faith-based communities across America. The voice of the earth goes to church when we return here on the Wildside News. Should we love the earth, our home? Love thy neighbor as thyself? Does this only apply to humans? Or perhaps is it time to expand this to include our neighboring creatures and the gift of the forests and prairies and seas that sustain us, the gift of life? These questions are being asked in churches across America, and some people, including myself, wonder why it's taken so long. Joining us now from Michigan is Mark Cleavy, director of the Energy Star program in Michigan. This is focusing its work on churches of all faiths. Mark, welcome to the Wildside News.
Thank you very much.
Let's start off by talking about what the Energy Star program for congregations is doing in Michigan.
Well, the Energy Star program is a program that was spawned from the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency over the last 10 years or so. And essentially, it is a program that promotes the purchase of Energy Star rated products across the United States. And Energy Star products are a trademark that is offered, and it simply says that a given Energy Star product uses less energy to perform the same function as non-Energy Star products. They include electronics, appliances, lighting, motors, all kinds of things. Essentially, anything that you can plug into a wall that uses electricity has the potential to be listed as an Energy Star product. And in Michigan, but we have a grant to promote the purchase and use of those Energy Star products by all rate classes, including those in congregations.
Now, why is this considered such a unique mission for the churches?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One is churches have a spiritual mission, and there's a direct relationship between, you know, how we use energy and its impact on the planet. The more we waste energy, the more pollution there is, the higher the cost, the more we have to import. It goes round and round. So, you know, a church that is looking at the earth and the relationship to this earth clearly has to be a relationship between the energy that they use and their impact on the earth.
Let's talk about what happens if a church should decide to participate in the Energy Star program.
Well, we have a fairly unique program in Michigan that we decided to bring together small businesses that manufacture and sell Energy Star products and churches that buy those kinds of products. And we put together a program to make it easier for churches to buy energy-efficient equipment. Essentially, we set up a group called an Interfaith Power and Light nonprofit corporation. We funded that, and churches of all denominations join, and we have mosques and Jewish temples and Christian churches. They join, and when they join, we do two things. One is we set up an earth care team inside of the congregation, and that team looks at sort of coordinating the Energy Star program inside the church, as well as setting up Sunday school programs and awareness programs and things like that about the relationship between the religion and environmental issues. As part of the Energy Star program, we literally send in an energy auditor who goes in and looks at everything that's plugged into the wall and looks to see if it's Energy Star rated or not. Comes up with a purchasing plan to replace everything that they're using that isn't Energy Star rated. And then we collect those together. We have, you know, 90 churches that are members of the organization now. And we simply collect the items together. So, for example, if we find that 30 of them need new Energy Star or energy efficient refrigerators, we then package those 30 refrigerators together and go out and negotiate a bulk discount from someone who sells Energy Star rated refrigerators. In this way, we're able to get deep discounts on the items that are being purchased, as well as expedite the process, as well as stimulate economic development in our state. So we are bringing business to small businesses that sell products, that we're opening up the market, increasing the market for energy-efficient products. We're reducing the amount of oil that's coming into the church, but also expanding the market for products that are based on fuels that are generated in the United States, in many cases green power, et cetera. We also then, at the second shoe in this process, is once the church has reduced its energy load by using energy efficiently, then we help them buy green power, and in part we have an agreement with NativeEnergy.com where our churches can actually buy energy from wind farms that are on Native American lands.
It's really a brilliant program, and certainly the effort to promote this out through the churches means that it can make a terrific difference, literally not only in, for example, a state, but as well across America, and this is really a national program.
Yes, it is a national program, although what we're doing in Michigan is different than the national program. Each state has the right to set up their Energy Star promotion program how they want. Some states simply give out information about Energy Star. Ours is one of the few that actually goes out and organizes an Energy Star-based purchasing program where we actually expedite the purchase, create the bulk discounts, and build in an energy audit financing mechanism and expedited purchasing.
That's called the aggregation purchase process, I believe.
Yes.
It's very, very bright. It's just economically sound, environmentally sound, and quite honestly, it can make an enormous difference. So let's say a church gets involved. What kind of real economic savings can they look to?
Well, a typical congregation can reduce their energy cost by 30%. By using just through energy efficiency and using Energy Star rated products. So we're talking about significant discounts and reduction in costs. Just as a fundraising process, if a church wants to expand its meals programs or whatever programs it is offering, this is one of the fastest ways to generate money for those kinds of programs.
That's interesting. By saving, you're making money.
Yes.
Making it available.
Yes, and in many cases, you can get a 200% return on investment by redoing your lights in your building. So, if you have a congregation who is, investing, has money and they've got it in a CD or in the bank or whatever, they're earning, 6% return on investment if they're doing well. If they take that same money and buy energy-efficient light bulbs, they'll get a 200% return on investment for that because the light bulbs will pay for themselves in just over, 3 to 4 months. So, we start looking at smart money, how we're going to use smart money, smart energy, and smart spirituality here. These things have to come together. There's no reason why a congregation can't operate and use sound business sense in what they're doing.
So how does the church organize for an Energy Star program in Michigan?
Well, when we formed a new nonprofit, the Interfaith Power and Light, it literally went out and has churches join, and they pay a nominal fee to join, and when they join, they get the Energy Star energy audit package that I've described. Then they also, as a group, they share resources, they set up Sunday school programs, and they do all kinds of things together with the Earth Care teams. And they have websites there, and they also interact with these IPLs, Interfaith Power and Lights, that are being set up in other states as well.
So how long does it take to start to see differences?
As soon as they buy the first thing, I mean, literally, we could go in and say, you've got a fax machine here. You can change out the fax machine, and you'll see a $30 savings in the first year. So, as soon as you shut the light off in your home, you're going to use less energy. So the savings is immediate. As soon as they recognize the financial implications of energy, the savings starts pretty fast. We've had now churches get together now and start broadening beyond energy to looking at how they do their recycling. Several of the churches that we were dealing with were actually subsidizing their recycling programs because they wanted to, because they believed that recycling was a good thing to do. We showed them how they could group together and get a larger volume so that they didn't have to subsidize the recycling. So we hooked them up with a recycler that actually goes out and does three churches in one pass rather than going one church at one time. And just by, in large cases, just by looking at volume, you can change the economics on some of these kinds of programs. So we found with Energy Star, yes, an energy efficient product usually costs more because it's made better. It just operates better, and that's why it uses energy efficiently. Because it's made better, it usually costs more. Well, we found that by simply aggregating those products, we could discount that increased cost, so people would get a better product for a lower price simply by making a bulk discount.
Now, in Michigan, there are 90 churches who are participating. How many actually could be participating in Michigan, for example?
Oh, thousands. There's no limit here. We've only been around for 2 years. So in the first year, we had 30 people. Within the first 6 months, we had 30 churches join up, and that has been expanding. We now do an annual conference and a number of things that are being added into this. We recently started working, President Bush's faith-based initiative offers financing and some grant programs through states, and we've recently tapped into the funding here in Michigan, and started looking at doing this project as part of President Bush's faith-based initiative. It meets those guidelines. So there's money available to launch these programs and to, you know, put together outreach and start working with people. We're even working in some churches where we're getting them grants from other sources to help them join MIPL and participate within their communities. Some of their community foundations, for example, and several of those. We had a local congressman here get together and bring all the churches together in his district, and then we would go in there and make a presentation to all the churches at once. About a third of them joined up that day. So it's getting the word out, I think. Churches aren't used to dealing in an interdenominational, interfaith way, so it's a slight barrier we have to overcome. But ultimately, they see there is common ground in how we live on this planet and interact with each other.
You're expanding out into other states. This model, and it's more than a model, it's actually a process, is expanding. You personally are looking into expanding this. What states are you going to be looking at, Mark?
Well, we've gotten a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to look at setting up this aggregation model and replicating it in other states. And we're currently looking at a number of states, and we're trying to find a sort of a confluence of several things. We haven't not picked the five states yet, but we'll be getting a three-year contract to do that. We've reviewed the states, and the criteria we're looking at to select a state is one that it has a small business presence that is promoting energy efficient and green businesses as part of their mission. One is we have to find a business organization that says green businesses are a growth industry for us, and it is a smart business for us to start working with green businesses. That's, you know, wind farm developers and manufacturers of energy efficient products and organic lawn care, etc. So, one, I got to find a state where there's a progressive business organization. Two, we have to look for a state where there is the ability to form an interfaith power and light, that there is either the beginning of an organization there or an interest among the religious community and a recognition that the environment has a relationship to religion. Third thing we have to find is that the state, each of these states, they get money to promote Energy Star in their states. We need to work with a state that is willing to take their Energy Star promotion dollars and invest it in this kind of a facilitated aggregation process.
Well, Mark, if people are interested in contacting you and learning more, how can they do that?
They can simply send me an email. It's probably the easiest way. My email is mhc@seam.org.
Mark Clevey, Vice President of SBAM, the Small Business Association of Michigan, and the Director of the Energy Star Program, thanks for joining us here on the Wild Side News.
I truly enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
And I invite all people of faith to reunite with the earthly mission. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again here on the Wild Side News, bringing you the weekly update on the Voice of the Earth.